2 Chronicles 25. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not with a true heart. As soon as the royal power was firmly in his hand, he killed his servants who had murdered his father, the king. But he did not put their children to death, according to what is written in the law in the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded,
"The parents shall not be put to death for the children, or the children be put to death for the parents, but all should be put to death for their own sins."
Amaziah assembled the people of Judah and set them by ancestral houses under commanders of the thousands and of the hundreds for all Judah and Benjamin. He mustered those 20 years old and upward and found that they were 300,000 picked troops fit for war, able to handle spear and shield. He also hired 100,000 mighty warriors from Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him and said,
"O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, all these Ephraimites. Rather go by yourself and act. Be strong in battle, or God will fling you down before the enemy, for God has power to help or to overthrow."
Amaziah said to the man of God,
"But what shall we do about the 100 talents that I have given to the army of Israel?"
The man of God answered,
"The Lord is able to give you much more than this."
Then Amaziah discharged the army that had come to him from Ephraim, letting them go home again. But they became very angry with Judah and returned home in fierce anger. Amaziah took courage and led out his people. He went to the Valley of Salt and struck down 10,000 men of Seir. The people of Judah captured another 10,000 alive, took them to the top of Selah, and threw them down from the top of Selah so that all of them were dashed to pieces. But the men of the army whom Amaziah sent back, not letting them go with him to battle, fell on the cities of Judah, from Samaria to Beth Horon. They killed 3,000 people in them and took much booty. Now after Amaziah came from the slaughter of the Edomites, he brought the gods of the people of Seir, set them up as his gods, and worshipped them, making offerings to them. The Lord was angry with Amaziah and sent to him a prophet who said to him,
"Why have you resorted to a people's gods who could not deliver their own people from your hand?"
But as he was speaking, the king said to him,
"Have we made you a royal counselor? Stop! Why should you be put to death?"
So the prophet stopped, but said,
"I know that God has determined to destroy you, because you have done this and have not listened to my advice."
Then King Amaziah of Judah took counsel and sent to King Joash, son of Jehoahaz, son of Jehu of Israel, saying,
"Come, let us look one another in the face."
King Joash of Israel sent word to King Amaziah of Judah,
"Ha! A thorn bush on Lebanon sent to a cedar on Lebanon, saying, 'Give your daughter to my son for a wife.' But a wild animal of Lebanon passed by and trampled down the thorn bush. You say, 'See, I have defeated Edom,' and your heart has lifted you up in boastfulness. Now stay at home. Why should you provoke trouble so that you fall, you and Judah with you?"
But Amaziah would not listen. It was God's doing, in order to hand them over, because they had sought the gods of Edom. So King Joash of Israel went up. He and King Amaziah of Judah faced one another in battle at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. Judah was defeated by Israel. Everyone fled home. King Joash of Israel captured King Amaziah of Judah, son of Joash, son of Ahaziah, at Beth Shemesh. He brought him to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate, a distance of 400 cubits. He seized all the gold and silver and all the vessels that were found in the house of God, and Obed-Edom with them. He seized also the treasuries of the king's house, also hostages. Then he returned to Samaria. King Amaziah, son of Joash of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of King Joash, son of Jehoahaz of Israel. Now the rest of the deeds of Amaziah, from first to last, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? From the time that Amaziah turned away from the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. They brought him back on horses. He was buried with his ancestors in the city of David.